Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Uzi. I created this podcast to talk about amazing Africans who are doing wonderful things all around the globe. These are everyday people like you and I who are making a difference in the fields of business, science, and the arts, and living their lives to the fullest. I really hope that they inspire you as they have inspired me. So sit back and enjoy every single episode because it's made with lots of love. Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. My name is Ozzy, and if this is your very first time, welcome. Happy New Year! I hope everyone is off to a great start. Do you guys have New Year resolutions, and how are you doing on those resolutions? I just have three resolutions. I want to stay healthy, I want to eat healthy, I want to exercise a little bit more. I really want to be on top of my numbers, so I want to be on top of my blood pressure, my sugar level, and things like that. I want to be more conscious of these things in the new year. And so I hope that you guys have resolutions, and I hope that you're doing the best that you can to keep up with these resolutions. Today we're going to be talking about Operation Paper Chase, and if you don't know what that is, basically, the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, created a fake university called the University of Farmington. And this operation led to the arrest of about 250 students. And today we're going to be talking about that operation, Operation Paper Chase, right? Hi, my name is Dr. Ozzy, and I'm the host of this podcast, The Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I moved to the United States as an international student. I got my PhD, and then I self-petitioned for a green card under the Employment-Based Second Preference National Interest Waiver category, or the EB2 NIW category. So I moved directly from an F1 visa to a green card. I applied for a green card during my OPT training as a postdoctoral fellow, and I did not need a sponsor, nor did I employ the services of any lawyers, so I saved thousands of dollars. I've put together an ebook to guide individuals who qualify for the EB2 NIW category to successfully self-petition for their green cards. This ebook contains all the information you're going to need to self-petition for your green card. It contains ready-to-use templates like cover letters, petition letters, recommendation letters, as well as information on all the documents you're going to need to apply for your green card under the EB2 NIW category. To grab a copy of this ebook, visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com/immigration. You can send an email to talesbydrozzy@gmail.com. You can also find information about this ebook in the show notes of this episode. Okay, so I already let you guys know that ICE, or otherwise known as the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, created a fake university, and this university was called University of Farmington. Now, why in the first place did they create this university? So, allegedly, they created this university to provide hard evidence of fraud to the Department of Homeland Security. It's also said that they created this university to also figure out ways that international students, you know, would defraud the immigration system. So these are the two reasons why they allegedly created this university. This university is called University of Farmington, and it was situated in Michigan, right? Now, how real did they make this university seem? Like, okay, what did they do to make it look real? The very first thing they did was they created a website, right? Now, if you know how easy it is to create a website, you would know that just because something has a website does not mean that it's a real thing, right? Anyone can create a website these days. So they created this website. They put on there that this, you know, they put a man as the president who spoke four languages. They put pictures of students who were studying, you know, in places that looked like a library. They put pictures of students who were like lounging around campus. So just looking at the website, it looked like this could be a real university. Now, what was tuition like? So tuition was kind of reasonable. Undergrad was priced around $8,500. Grad school was around $11,000 per year. So it seemed like this could be a real university. Now, last but not the least, they also put this university, they listed this university on the Department of Homeland Security list of certified universities. So if you were to look up this University of Farmington, is this a real university? It would look like it was a real university. Now, I moved to the United States. It's going to be 10 years this year, and I initially moved as an international student. So out of the 10 years that I've been here, 5.5 or almost 6 of those years have been as an international student. So I'm very passionate about providing international students with information on how you can get the best education that you can afford, of course, and providing international students with information that will help them transition, you know, and be successful in their chosen career field. So I'm very passionate about that. And so when I heard about this story, I was like, wait a minute, is this right? Like, could they do that? How were the students to know that this was not a real university? Like, why? So I'm going to let you guys decide if this was right for them to do or if this was entrapment. You guys can, you know, read up about it and decide. But what I'm really going to focus on is providing you with 5 easy ways to tell if the university you're looking into is legitimate or not. All right. Now, what were some of the red flags that the students should have known that this was not a real university? Well, first, there are no classes listed. So if you're going to a university, you want to make sure that there are classes that you're actually going to take, right? You want to make sure that you know the curriculum. You want to make sure that, you know, when your classes are starting, when your classes are ending, your graduation date, things like that. Well, this university had no classes listed. Second, there was no information about faculty. So there's no professors listed on the website, nothing like that, right? That should have been a red flag. Third, there was no campus. So if you were to go to the University of Farmington, you'd only see a little office in a corporate park in some corner of Northwestern Detroit. So it didn't have any offices. This also should have been a red flag to the students that this was not a real university, right? I told you reasons why the students should have known that this was a fake university. Now, what really happened? Well, they set up this university in 2015, right? And they didn't start arresting people until like January to July in 2019. So there was a little bit of time there for people to figure out that this was not working. They ended up arresting 8 people who were like recruiters. So these people had recruited about 600 students. They had told students to come over. This is a good school. I'm gonna provide you with documents, fake documents, of course. Some of these students actually paid for these documents. So documents like transcripts and things like that. Now, you know, as an international student, you cannot just say you're an international student. You have to report to Homeland Security. And so these students were provided with fake documents in exchange for whatever payments that they offered these recruiters, allegedly. Unknown to these recruiters, some of these students offering the payment were actually undercover agents. So yeah. Now these recruiters are around 20 to 30 years of age. So they ended up with jail sentences that ranged from about 12 months to 24 months. So they really got into big trouble here. Of course, after serving these sentences, they probably would be deported to their countries. And so eventually about 250 students were arrested. 80% of that number were like, you know what? We're going back to our country. So they voluntarily left the United States. 10% of that number were like, you know what? We didn't know this university wasn't real. We're going to fight this. And so 10% were like, we're going to fight this. Another 10% were like, in removal proceedings. So they had to go. So now that you know what the facts were and you know why this university was created, I'm going to leave you to decide if this was right or wrong. But what I'm going to really say is, as an international student, I know how difficult it is for families to come up with tuition. I know what goes into just planning for your loved one to go abroad to study. It's a lot of planning that goes into this process. And so I'm going to provide you with 5 ways to know if your university or if the university that you're looking into is actually legitimate or not, right? The very first thing I'm going to say is alumni, right? Alumni. Try to find people who've been through that university. Speak to them. Ask them real questions, tough questions. What does it feel like living on campus? What does it feel like living in that city? Were you able to find jobs after graduation? Could you find internships? You know, things like that. You want to really ask them the hard questions because, you know, these are the things that will tell you if the university is worth it or not. So speak to people who have been through the university. So I went to Loma Linda University, and before I even enrolled in that university, my parents had looked into the university. My dad had visited the campus. A lot of people are not going to be able to visit the campus, but you know, speak to people who've been through that university if you can. The second thing I'm going to say is, does the university have an operational campus? Now, if you can, please visit the campus because you want to see for yourself. Looking on the internet is nice, but it doesn't really provide you with what the campus really, really looks like. People actually put their best pictures online, and you don't want to be caught up with that. You want to find out if what you're paying for is actually what you're going to be getting. And so if you can visit the campus, please visit the campus, and that will let you know if you're making the right choice. The third I'm going to suggest is find out about the faculty. Now, this University of Farmington did not have information about faculty. All right. They didn't have any information about faculty. They didn't have information about classes. These are red flags. Okay. And so you want to really find out who's going to be teaching the classes. What classes are you taking? Who's teaching those classes? Look up the faculty. Like, have they published papers? Can I find these papers? You really want to get to know the people that are going to be teaching you. And the way that you're going to be able to do that is by looking up the faculty. The fourth is, I'm going to say, make sure the school is accredited. Now, what does that mean? Do they have permission to run that school? Has the government given them that permission? You want to find that out. Now, this may not be a very good way because, of course, the University of Farmington seemed to have permission, but it's also another step into finding out whether the school that you're looking into is actually a good university or if it's not. So last but not the least, you want to look at the curriculum. Now, what is going to be taught at this university? Now, this fake University of Farmington did not have any information about classes. They didn't have an operational campus. They didn't even have an address, a physical address. They just had a P.O. box number. Now, that is not enough, okay? You really want to make sure that you know what classes you're taking, who's teaching those classes, when those classes start, when they're going to end. You want to speak to people who have been to those universities. You really want to make sure that, okay, do they offer scholarships? Are these scholarships like government-sponsored scholarships? Because these are the things that will let you know that the government knows that that school exists and that that school is certified to actually enroll students and give students, you know, legitimate certificates, things like that. And so these are the things that I really want you guys to consider. Now that you know the story, now that you know that the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement created this fake university, do you think that this is right for them to do? And if you think that this was right, why? Do you think it was wrong? And if you think it was wrong, also tell me why in the comment section. Now, if you're an international student who moved to another country, let me know some of the ways that you were able to figure out if your school was worth it or not. Also, let me know how you found out about the university that you actually enrolled in and things like that. Now, I offer a lot of information about, you know, life as an international student abroad. Of course, I was an international student for a really long time, so I have a lot of experiences. I also have an immigration series that talks about how I was able to petition for my green card without sponsors or a lawyer. If you'd like to have that information, I'll provide a link as well in the description portion. Now, I hope you guys are able to learn a thing or two about the Operation Paper Chase. Let me know in the comment section if you think it was good that this operation was set up. What are your thoughts on this operation? Let me know. Until I come your way again, I wish you a great day. Thank you so much for listening and have an amazing rest of your day. Bye-bye. Listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.